What about different kind of sacks that you would carry things in? Do you have any, you know, for feed, or if you were picking things out in the garden, you put it in a bag?
Basically, put in a bucket as far as picking stuff in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You can do much with sacks now.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when I was younger that my dad had the sacks that chicken feed come in.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept those for certain things, you know, like maybe putting his plant bed cloths in. Plant bed cloths for his tobacco.
Plant
beds. And he'd put cloths, those cloths in. Just storage stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All your big burlap sack that your 200 pound fertilizer come in.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
Now it's in paper, it comes in 50 pound bags, you know. But it used to come in 200 pound sacks.
What do they call those sacks?
Chicken feed sacks. Fertilizer sacks.
Okay. Did you call them toe sacks?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What kind of thing would you use to cook in, like to fry stuff in?
Now, when I was growing up.
When you were growing up. What did your mama use?
Used a cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. Skillet pan.
Yeah. Did
black.
You?
Black.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 inches deep.
Okay.
10 inches around.
Okay. Did any of them ever have legs on the bottom of them?
None of the pans.
Mm-hmm.
No. Neither. None of the pots either. They really didn't have legs in these big metal pots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of cloth did she have for washing the dishes and drying?
Yeah, what I can remember is just, I guess, regular dish cloth I bought at the store. I don't.
Yeah, for both. You have the same thing for washing and for drying.
Basically, when I was growing up, as you do now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the boards that are on the side of the house? You know, that lap over each other.
Siding.
Yeah. That's what they call them now. You ever remember any older names for them?
No, I don't.
What about metal things that hang off the roof that catch the water in there?
Guttering?
Yeah.
Gutters?
Did they have that on old houses?
Not really. Now, the colonial house that's next to my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
Used to own. It's just really a tin roof, and it just falls straight down. No guttering on whatsoever.
Okay. Nobody ever built anything to catch the rainwater.
Not on the older houses, and basically on all of the old houses you see it. Well, fine in Stokes County is not much. You won't find many houses 50 to 60, 70 years old that's going to have guttering put on it. They're all basically left just a tin roof. And
yeah.
Just water just falls right out on top of it if you stand under it.
I know some people would build something, you know, because they keep, you know, I guess they need water. They didn't have much water or something, you know, to catch the water in. Do you have a name for it where the roof, like if you have two parts of the house and the roof kind of comes together and makes a corner in there?
Mm.
Do you know of any word that describes that?
Eve.
The valley, you ever heard?
No.